Now, what if you are looking for that more traditional role-playing game?
This has been kind of an odd year for role-playing again because everybody is still waiting for Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition to come out and see what that's going to do. But there have been a lot of great role-playing products put out this year, especially through Kickstarter, because the market for role-playing is relatively narrow. A lot of publishers and designers find that reaching out, at least initially, to that core audience through Kickstarter helps them fund the projects. And one of the best ones that that was funded that way is Monte Cook's Numenara, which is a science fantasy, kind of a classic, big, thick book role-playing game. Well-designed, very nice art. If you've got kind of old-school role-playing game fans on your gift list, you can't go wrong with that. A much more streamlined kind of story-based game is Hill Folk, which is based on Robin Law's drama system, which kind of avoids a lot of the dice rolling and combat in favor of role-playing and character interaction. And Hill Folk starts off with a base setting of the Iron Age, but it's been adapted to gangsters and superheroes and all kinds of different things using the same basic system.
And of course, now this was a big year for the Star Wars franchise, and we usually always have at least one Star Wars-themed installment on the list, and of course we do this year, but in role-playing games.
Yes, the latest Star Wars role-playing game, there have been several before, is a very nice set from Fantasy Flight called Star Wars Edge of Empire. The beginning box set for that is a very nice gift for people who are Star Wars fanatics. Actually, these kind of licensed games are fun for people to try out role-playing because they have an idea from having seen the movie what the universe is like, what the roles are like, what they might want to do on a heroic adventure. And this is a very nice set.